Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, this is letter number 5551, Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Sivan, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter the Thursday in the portion of Shalach, and the Rebbe says, certainly in the meantime, you received my letter response on your previous letter. And you know, a lot of people came to the Rebbe and dumped the letter, all their, you know, feeling that they're down and that they're, you know, all kinds of negative feelings about themselves, about how they feel. So the Rebbe says, the content of your letter is full of being down and that you're spirit is down, and etc. The Rebbe says that's not the path that the Baal Shem Tov treaded out for us. Not the Baal Shem Tov, and not his students, and not the students who were the luminary of Chassidus, to be depressed and to be down, to be melancholy. He emphasized, the Baal Shem Tov emphasized, time and time again, the command of the Blessed Hashem, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. I've already written to many, many of the Hasidim. And the Rebbe says, I believe I also wrote it to your honor, that in truth, it's not just the Baal Shem Tov, it is a ruling of halacha, and not just a measure of Chassidus. And this is a fundamental ruling, something main, and this is not a detailed ruling. And I'm talking about the ruling of the Rambam in the end of the laws of Lulav, how important it is always to be besumcha. Look into the language over there. And he says, Avoido Gedoyle, this is a big service. And this, add that to the ruling that the Rambam writes in the laws of character, Hilchos Deis, and the end of chapter 3. So he says, when you're besimcha, it says, it nimtza chulu oived es Hashem tomid, that you're always serving Hashem b'chol drachecha de'eyu. In all ways you know Hashem. So that means, any time you're doing something, you're serving Hashem, and because the service Hashem has to be done with joy, definitely you should be b'simcha. The Rebbe, this is also quoted in Tur Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sofer Shlomo Adalof. The Rebbe quotes it all the time. Therefore, your letter that the Rebbe says is full with feeling down and depressed and all kinds of negative feelings, the Rebbe says that's not what we need. The Baal Shem Tov doesn't say that. And even halacha, this is actually a main stay in halacha that the Rambam writes in Lulav, that you got to serve Hashem with Avoda Gedolah, and we're always serving Hashem, as the Rebbe quotes from the other laws. And the Rebbe says, even if you reflect on your conditions, you're going to say, how could I be happy? How could I rejoice? Look at my condition. How could I be happy if these things are happening to me? So the Rebbe said, the answer has already been given in the holy book of Tanya. And it says over there that a person should rejoice with his soul. And the reason why a person needs to rejoice with his soul, and that the body and everything of the body do not really contradict or don't Take your mind over there. They're not mevavel. They don't confuse you. Look over there. So, in other words, maybe physically, maybe they had problems. They had real problems over there. So you're going to say, how could I rejoice, you know, with all my problems? And the answer is that you can't let the physical problems from the body and what it needs take away from the joy of the soul. The soul still needs to be happy for its opportunity. So the Rebbe prays for him that may you give the news in your response in the above, and also that you're adding your study in the portion of Torah which is called the Tree of Life. And life and joy tie together. They become one with each other. The Rebbe blesses him for good news. So while he looks like from the end of the Rebbe's letter that he was actually going through difficult times, so why are we telling him to be joyful? He can't be joyful. But the Rebbe says from the Tanya that a person should always be rejoicing anyways with his soul, and he shouldn't let the physical distraction take away and disturb, confuse him from the simcha of the soul. But the Rebbe prays for him that he should be able to report about the improvements, and also that he is adding in his studies in the portion of the Torah which is called the Tree of Life. And the Rebbe says when there is joy and life, you get together, they become one, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news.